Okay. So where are they?
Across the street, in the left window.
Oh, damn it. We should have brought binoculars.
Right here.
You just happen to have those in the car?
Kinda. Before I met Howie, I liked to keep close tabs on my boyfriends.
By stalking them?
No, stalkers are creepy. I'm just a harmless little girl with military-grade spy equipment.
Oh, there he is.
He's cute, right?
Yeah.
Can I see?
What, now you're interested? You didn't even want to come.
I know, but you guys make being a crappy friend look fun.
Fine.
Yeah, okay, I see him. It looks like they're having a nice time. I wish you could hear what they're saying.
Yeah, I should have brought my parabolic microphone.
Your what?
Nothing that important.
So you've never been married?
No. I mean, to be completely honest, I've only been in one long-term relationship.
Oh. What happened with that?
That's a good question. After 5 years, it was just feeling like more work than it should be.
That's too bad. Was he a neurobiologist like you?
No, he's a theoretical physicist at Caltech.
I love teaching math, but that would be my dream job. What's his focus?
Used to be string theory, now it's dark matter, but let's not discuss Sheldon. Let's get back to you.
Wait, you're not talking about Dr. Sheldon Cooper?
I'm trying not to. Do you know him?
No, but I followed his work for years. He's a rock star. You've got to tell me about it. What's he like?
He really seems into her.
I took a video. I forgot how much fun this is.
Okay, we saw them. Can we go catch the movie?
Why'd you bring him?
I had to. We're married now.
Ugh, I hear that.
I'm sorry, just one more question about Sheldon.
Sure, why not?
It's more of a four-part question, really. When he wrote his paper on super singular prime numbers, how long did it take?
About an hour and a half.
Wow! I mean, wow! And you were there to see it?
Yes. Yeah. We were on a date. Very much like this one.
I doubt it was like this one. I mean, he's a genius, and I wasn't even smart enough to figure out why my wife always smelled of croissants.
What was the rest of your question?
Do you think you could introduce me to him?
Really? You want me to introduce you to my ex-boyfriend?
You're right, it's weird. No, wait, do it! No, I changed my mind. I'd be too nervous. Oh, I don't know what to do!
Are we going to be much longer? I really have to go to the bathroom.
Right here.
Minutes left until the deadline.
Someone will show.
And no matter what happens, this is still a fun experiment.
Hey, not as fun as the night we blew up grapes in the microwave. You really have led full lives.
Someone will show.
Maybe you don't want someone exactly like you. You know what they say, opposites attract.
Well, by that logic, I should be with someone short, dull, and needy. Not to cast aspersions, but I can't shake a stick around here without hitting that.
You know, I once drove 500 miles to hear him speak at Stanford.
Have a DVD of that lecture.
Really? Wasn't it great?
Not as a Valentine's present, no.
Well, the next time you watch it, I'm the bloke who asked the question that he said was stupid and obvious. It was the nicest thing he said to anyone there.
That's terrific. Listen, I'm kind of tired. Can we call it a night?
Oh, gosh. Sorry, I just spent the whole night talking about your ex-boyfriend. I'm such an idiot.
No, you're not.
Well, maybe not an idiot, but certainly not as smart as someone we won't mention.
Thank you.
That you said you might introduce me to. I'm free on Thursday.
Hey, they're leaving.
What? Here, give me. Oh, my God, they're coming right towards us.
We gotta get out of here.
Okay, well, wait, what about Leonard?
He and his tiny bladder can take the bus.
just hit my car.
What are you guys doing here?
Oh, hey, Ames, what are you doing here?
What happened?
OMG. Aren't you Leonard Hofstadter?
Yeah.
I saw you speak at Stanford with Sheldon Cooper. Amy, can you believe it? It's Dr. Leonard Hofstadter.
No, pinch me.
It's an absolute pleasure to meet you. Can I shake your hand?
I don't know if you want to do that. I was just... Okay, never mind.
Amy, I'm never washing this hand again.
You really should.
60 seconds. This is not looking good.
1 minute is a long time.
Well, I've been telling women that for 20 years.
45 seconds is plenty of time for a woman to walk through that door and fall in love with me. Now, probably half that if I break out the old cow eyes.
30 seconds.
Uh-oh. What if it's Jennifer Lawrence?
What?
No, that last Hunger Games was not my cup of tea.
You thought she was great in X-Men.
No, fine. I won't shut my heart to the love of Jennifer Lawrence.
Guys, 15 seconds.
Maybe she's waiting to show up at the last possible moment.
Ugh, sounds like a drama queen. Oh, no. It is Jennifer Lawrence.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's too bad.
Maybe we did make the test too difficult.
I don't think it matters. Look, Sheldon, I believe when the time is right for you to meet someone, it'll just happen, okay? Not because of a test or a website, but because we are the dreamers of dreams!
It's an actual girl. She's really pretty.
Answer it!
All right. Can I help you?
Are you the physicist that placed the ad on Craigslist?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Bennett. Sorry it took a while for me to get here. I was stuck in this boring symposium on atomic spectroscopy when I came across your ad, and it saved my night. The puzzles were really fun. I've never had to translate Klingon into ancient Sanskrit before.
Careful. It's addictive.
Or, as they say in Sanskrit, Asmin Matebi Tateva.
And just like that, you're a Klingon Sanskrit junkie.
Anyway, I knew I had to meet the person responsible for such a brilliant idea. And I don't need to tell you, there aren't a lot of men who love physics, archaic languages, and flags of the world.
I am a bit of a unicorn. Well, you certainly seem like a special lady, but as you know, you missed the deadline, so thanks for playing.